Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sarah Owens-Woodard, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about this COVID-19 care package that's being offered here. You know, I've been working on a course for some months called The Healthy Mind, and when the COVID-19 pandemic broke out and our lives began to change so quickly, I felt, like so many other people have felt, that I wanted to contribute something that would be accessible and helpful immediately in this time of crisis. So what I've done here is I've lifted out of my larger course the four main practices, and I wanted to offer them to you right away because I believe that they can be helpful immediately in this time of crisis, really, that we're facing. So the four practices will help you establish four different things. They'll help you establish an internal sense of safety and security. They'll help you practice and develop your ability to calm yourself down. They'll help you practice and develop your ability to think clearly under stress. And they'll also help you develop and maintain healthy, close, warm relationships. So you could say that in four words. These practices can help you feel safe, calm, clear, and connected. So I wanted to get those out to you right away. And with these practices, so what's included here with these practices is four 10-minute guided meditations and a written cheat sheet for each practice that guides you how to do it on your own. And then also with each practice is a recorded dialogue between Otis and myself where we talk just a little bit about the practice and the benefits, the potential benefits of the practice. So I'm really happy to be getting this out to you. But before you go to the practices, I wanted to just say a little blurb to you about neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity really refers to the fact that our brain changes with experience, and in particular with repeated experiences. So when you do these practices over and over again, you develop the capacities related to the practice. So for example, and maybe the most potent one right now, practicing the ability to calm yourself down. Would you like a big neural pathway that is all about calming yourself down? Of course you would. And what that would mean practically is that every time you began to feel stressed or upset about something, you would be able to do a few practices, maybe recite a few sentences or focus on your breathing, and you'd be able to reestablish a sense of calm in your body. So wouldn't we all like to have that at our fingertips, that capacity to calm ourselves down? So that's an example of neuroplasticity. The more you practice calming yourself down, the easier it becomes and the faster that you can do it. So each time you repeat these practices that I'm offering here, you'll be moving yourself closer and closer to developing the capacity associated with them. All these practices are interrelated and they support each other. And the practices are dose dependent. What that means, dose dependent means the more you do them, the more benefits you'll receive from the practices. So during this time, in particular, during this time of COVID-19, we're really highly stressed and overwhelmed. At the same time, we might have a little extra time on our hands as we're staying home more. So what I advise you to do with these four practices, if you have the opportunity, go through all four, listen to the guided meditations, go through all four. You'll naturally be drawn to one or two. Pick one, just pick one practice and do that practice every day. We call that a resilience practice, a practice that you do every day, maybe with your coffee or after your coffee, but you stick it into your daily routine. And then you'll also be able to modify that practice and use those skills and capacities associated with the practice throughout your day. So when you feel stress arising throughout your day, you'll have a shortened version of the practice that you can do in the moment. So my advice also is not to do this alone, that it's so much more powerful if you can find a friend, a family member, a coworker, and make some commitment for 30 days or 90 days to do these practices or one of these practices together, and just check in with each other once or twice a week about how it's going, what you're learning, what value might be there. So don't go it alone. And let me end by giving you what I think is really quite an uplifting message. And that is this idea of post-traumatic growth, or being in a crisis as an opportunity for our development and growth. this is already happening. People are reestablishing their relationships, connecting to each other with more warmth and care. This is happening all over the world. And so this is some example of post-traumatic growth. If you take the time during this time to be able to practice calming yourself down and connecting with others, you'll be doing something called post-traumatic growth. You'll be taking a difficult situation and making something good come of it, right? So for all of us to have more connected, close relationships right now, for example, would be a very good benefit from a crisis situation. So that's my uplifting message. Take an opportunity to develop a capacity in you that helps your life be better and helps you support the people around you better. So my intention in offering these practices is that they're helpful for you in these difficult times. And let's go now to the four practices.